All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wetham, exclusively on All Business Media.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the show. My next guest is from Tucson, Arizona. She is an inspirational keynote speaker as well as an author. Please welcome Joan Brock to the show. Hi, Joan.
Hi, Robert. Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
All right, beautiful. That's what I love to hear. So, Joan, why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about what you do?
All right. Well, I've been a keynote speaker for going on 30 years, so I've been around doing this for a while, and have really enjoyed what I do, speaking to companies and corporations about challenges and changes. And obviously, there's a lot going on in our world, and changes, both companies downsizing and companies doing all sorts of different kinds of things, and people need to be able to adapt to the changes that are going on. And I've had a few changes in my life, and so I try and share my life story and incorporate it into what's going on with the audiences that I'm working with.
Okay. All right. So why don't you go ahead and lay it on us. Tell us, what happened to you and your story and why you share it with the public now.
All right. Well, when I was in my early 30s, I was working and teaching at a school for blind children. And I'd been there about 5 years when, in fact, I started having some trouble. And to make a very long story short, in 3 weeks' time, I lost my own sight due to an autoimmune deficiency that we didn't know I had, and it attacked the veins and cells going to the retina. And I have some light perception, but no color, no depth, no central vision. And basically, it's a macular degeneration, but very rare. Never really had seen anything like this before. So there I was, working and teaching at a school for blind children, and really it was with a little bit of denial wrapped in. I had to really take the skills I've been teaching and integrate them into my own life. I think we all have things in our lives that we live through that we don't realize we're going to be being able to draw on that experience later in life. And I think that goes for everyone in some way, in some way, shape, or form. Unfortunately, the reality would be that I would understand that going blind was nothing. 5 years later, my young husband became very ill, and we lost him in 7 months. So now I had all these labels of being a widow and a single parent, and I was blind and disabled, and certainly didn't, the self-image I had of myself wasn't that, but it really was a choice I needed to make to go forward positively and productively for the sake of my daughter, to find a way in which to go on with my life. I moved back to my hometown where I met a friend who I hadn't seen since high school, and we began dating, and eventually I remarried. And so, in this short amount of time, it's hard to synopsis everything that has happened, but I did make that choice to go forward positively and productively. And I think not without very difficult days, I'm still human, and it's still difficult, but it's taken me around the world, quite frankly. I wrote a book about it. It was actually a journal for my daughter that at one point eventually became my book titled More Than Meets the Eye. That book was made into a Lifetime television film, and I have to say there's many, many days where I just, what? Really? How did this all happen? But it is, I encourage my audiences in the midst of, no matter who you are, no matter what kind of conference it is or company, people sitting in that audience, they're all personal experiences that they're living as well. And I would guess there's a huge number of people in our world that have been through some kind of challenge or change. We can look at the floods where people have lost homes or people have lost jobs or fires or just so many things that happen to people, and how do they get through them? I've had many people share their life story with me, and I think, how did you do that? Mine stands out. I know it's a little odd, and thus the interest, but it's a choice I've made to share it, and you know, sometimes we just have to say, okay, I'll try. And that's kind of how I got to where I am today.
So what inspires you to want to help other people?
That's a good question. I think it's the right thing to do, I guess. I don't know. When somebody asks what happened, I think I'm supposed to share that. Not that there's a good reason for all these difficult things to happen, but if someone can walk away with a little bit of information of how a blind person lives, much less how you get through tough stuff and think, well, maybe I need to look at how I'm getting through my difficulty. And that's what I'd like to think is happening, whether even this short segment today, if someone's listening and they're going through something very difficult, maybe they need to stop and see what has been in their past or in their history that maybe can give them some information to go forward positively and productively. Or they'll reach out and find some help, no matter what it is, you know. And health issues, you know, there are just a million things. I've heard so many amazing stories. Mine's not the only one. We all have heard incredible stories daily of people getting through difficult things. And so I know I'm not alone. I don't know. That was a good question, Robert.
That's okay. You did a good job answering. So what are some of your goals now moving forward?
Goals. Ooh. I just want to keep being happy. But if in fact I have opportunities to share the story, that's fine. But I've been around a while, so I just want to remain happy and healthy. Healthy is a big deal for me. I have other health issues with the autoimmune complications, and trying to do that is real important. I have a beautiful daughter, and she has a wonderful family. I have two grandsons, 6 and 3 years old, and they're just amazing. And I feel very fortunate to be around and there for them. So I think just my friends who support me, my family, you just don't get through and go through life alone. And I think that's an important thing for us all to remember. And I think my other goal is not to get bitter. It's one of my messages. Because if we stay bitter with what has happened to us, we will not get better. And
that's a tremendous point. And, yeah. And I can definitely, that definitely resonates with me. I appreciate you bringing that to light and saying that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Joan, what's the best way for people to contact you if they would like to inquire?
Sure. Well, just going to my website, joanbrock.com, JoanBrock, and all of the contact information that is there, all of the most of my former clients and contact information, and a little bit more about my story and my books, it's all there. So I'd love for people to check it out if they're interested, and I appreciate you having me.
All right, you got it. Thank you very much, Joan. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
This is the Professionals Roundtable, All Business Media FM. We'll be right back after this break.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wetham, exclusively on All Business Media.
Of course my kid's in the right car seat. Well, I think he is.
Yeah, my kid's in a booster seat. He was ready to move up. He is ready, right?
Her car seat looks like the right size.
There are probably rules on when to move up to a booster seat, aren't there?
Rear-facing, forward-facing? I think I have it right.
Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your children in the right car seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat.
I know my child's in the right car seat, or else I wouldn't get in the driver's seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.